Youth suicide prevention was the topic of a roundtable discussion at East High School in Salt Lake City on Friday. And the clearest takeaway, the need for a more effective crisis hotline. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The panel was organized by Senator Orrin Hatch and included mental health experts along with state lawmakers, like Representative Steve Elison, who posed this question to the audience.
If you know by heart the number to call for the suicide crisis line, please raise your hand.
Almost no hands went up, and this problem was addressed by nearly everyone who spoke, including Laura Warburton, who lost her daughter Hannah to suicide in 2014. She described Hannah's last attempt to get help the day she died.
She called up her therapist at McKady Hospital, and she got the secretary who refused to put her through. And so that was her very last phone call.
Warburton doesn't know if Hannah would have called a crisis number, but she says it could have helped, but only if it was a number that she could easily remember. Utah State Senator Daniel Thatcher says this is an easy fix.
It really is as simple as the state legislature designating an N11 number.
N11 numbers are three-digit numbers like 911, and there are really only eight options, all of them currently in use in Utah. But Thatcher says it's more important to have a number to call in a moment of crisis than, say, one to notify Salt Lake County about potholes.
Something's going to have to give. Somebody's going to have to swallow their pride. Somebody is going to have to work with us.
Thatcher is sponsoring a bill that will come before the state legislature this January. If passed, there could be one less roadblock between those considering suicide and the help they need. Lee Hale, KUER News.